Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Nigeria, Boko Haram militants have released 82 schoolgirls they had kidnapped in 2014 in the town of Chibok. Bucky Shonabare is one of the founders of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign. She spoke with Sky News.
The girls that have returned, the life in captivity has been one that depicts suffering. It depicts the fact that they've been stabbed, they've been abused. As we've seen before, some of those girls have come back with children. Some of them have also come back, with news of how they have been sexually abused.
Before the release, 195 of the schoolgirls had remained captive after the first negotiated release of 21 girls in October. The 276 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 are among thousands of people abducted by Boko Haram over the years. U.S. military has identified a Navy SEAL killed while fighting Al-Shabaab terrorists in Somalia. Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milken was killed when a U.S. aircraft came under fire while dropping off Somali soldiers at a target area. Voters in France going to the polls today, choosing their next president between two candidates, centrist and pro-EU candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. This voter is in the Paris suburb.
There is one who is a bit mad and a bit scary even, and the other, we are not sure that he is for the common people. He is more for the bankers and those sorts of things. So I admit that I am very scared. I really don't know where it will lead.
And Macron leads in the polls. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. This follows de-escalation zones going into effect in Syria. The zones announced in Moscow are closed to air traffic from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. military spokesman Major Adrian Ronquin Galloway tells VOA the so-called de-escalation measures would not affect the U.S.-led campaign against the Islamic State militants.
The coalition special operations advisors in northern Syria are partnering with their Syrian Democratic Forces to defeat ISIS. That is their primary goal. That said, we certainly reinforce our desire for all sides in that conflict, whether it's the Syrian Democratic Forces, whether it's the Turks, to remain focused on the most important thing, which is the defeat of ISIS.
Separately, U.S. officials report multiple airstrikes targeting Islamic State positions in Syria and Iraq. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The rally marched to the Interior Ministry to denounce what they called repression over the past month, as demonstrators have been hit with tear gas by security forces. The march came one day after a young man was shot in the head during clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The ongoing demonstration started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. In his weekly media address, President Trump focused on triumphs and successes his administration have made so far this year, and he spoke about the ways his administration will bring prosperity to the country.
Tax reform, along with regulatory relief and fair trade deals, and we're going to make them fair, but even really good again for our country and for our workers. All of this will usher in a new era of prosperity in America and bring wealth, hope, and opportunity to those communities that need it the most.
Mr. Trump also said he will focus his attention on the renewal of the American spirit, adding in his words, "As long as we always have faith in each other and trust in God, then the sun will always shine on our very glorious republic." Thoroughbred horse Always Dreaming has won the 143rd running of the U.S. Kentucky Derby. Happens Saturday. It is the fifth year that the Derby favorite has won the race.
That's the latest world news from VOA.